Justin Fluke back with you now, talking Riverside girls basketball as Coach Tim Stillman joins us. The Lady Cyclones are 8-8 on the season. Riverside had pieced together 6 wins in their last 7 games. If we go back to the Royal Valley win last week, Coach, you're coming off a good win against Sabetha, and of course it had some success in the non-league games during the middle part of your season as well. But man, we talked last week about Sabetha being a good win, and Royal Valley just as good. I mean, you won that one on the road, 50-33, very convincingly last Friday night. Seems like your girls playing with a lot more confidence right now. What stood out from the Royal Valley game?
Royal Valley game, yeah, it was a really good game. The girls came out and they showed a lot of grit, a lot of integrity in that game. And we had a game plan. They stuck to it. And I saw some leadership from some underclassmen. It was really good. So I was really happy with that.
I mean, you mentioned at that point, you know, 6 wins in your last 7 ball games. You worked hard to get above 500 and end up falling last night to Hiawatha on the road again, 57-43. Was there some things that maybe didn't quite do as well? Obviously playing a little bit different caliber of competition in Hiawatha, but what did you see last night?
Yeah, last night we was definitely not on our game, and that's not to take anything away from Hiawatha. They're a great team. We were just not on sync, not on the same page, and we had a bad night. And I mean, you know, like I told the girls before we went out, you know, every night's a test, and this is the biggest test we was going to have coming into these next few games. So it was how they was going to handle the pressure and how they was going to be able to come out and meet what they're throwing at them, and we fell short last night.
I mean, 8-8 on the season, there's a lot to play for it here in the second half of the season, and the way you pieced together a couple big 7-league wins. I know we've talked about the girls' confidence growing, but what can you take from last night, or what's maybe an area that even despite the recent success, you still feel like this team can improve at and kind of clean up a little heading down the home stretch?
I think the biggest thing for us right now to focus on throughout the next couple of games is just playing together and making sure that, you know, defensively and offensively, we know what we're doing and we're all on the same page. And it's a very diverse group. I've seen a lot of different people step up at a lot of different times, and I've seen where, you know, we can have at any given night someone step into a leadership role. So I think it's just getting all of us on the same page and, you know, get all 8 cylinders back to firing again.
Riverside at 8-8 currently would be the number 4 seed in their 2A sub-state at Valley Falls. We look at your upcoming schedule, Coach. You have games against Prairie Lecompton at home and Holton at home. In fact, 3 of your last 4 games at home. Do you feel like that can be an advantage? And the other thing I was going to ask you about is, you know, Taylor Weiser continues to get her points and play well despite teams really focusing on taking her away. And from time to time, you've had other girls step up. But how about just the consistency around Taylor Weiser with her getting a lot more attention from your opponents right now?
Yeah, we're trying to find more creative ways every day to get her in scoring position and take some of the focus away from those double teams we're seeing in the post. And she's working out well. We've been trying a lot of new things in practice, and we've been working on some isolation moves with her. And I think she's really starting to buy into what we're trying to teach her now, and we're showing some success out of it. So, you know, with that, and like you said, you know, at any given night, somebody else is always contributing another 8, 10, 12 points. So we keep that consistency up, I think we'll be pretty competitive.
Prairie Lecompton, a team that you beat earlier this season. So hopefully a chance for another good win this coming Friday night, Coach. Keep it rolling. Best of luck, and thanks for your time.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Tim Stillman, head coach for the Riverside girls. We'll talk Cyclone boys basketball up next.